Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Dan Wooten, writing for the Daily Mail, asks, Kate Middleton may have forgiven Harry, but will William ever forgive Meghan Markle? In the eye-popping piece, which pulls no punches, Wooten writes, how to ever bridge the gap between Prince William and Meghan? The level of bitterness and rancour between the Duke of Cambridge and the Duchess of Sussex has, if anything, been underplayed. Wills was angry about the behaviour of his sister-in-law for well over a year, and that was before she sat down with Oprah Winfrey to attack his beloved wife and then accuse his flesh and blood of racism and uncaring behaviour towards someone with mental health issues. While William is acutely conscious of his responsibilities as a future king to try and keep the family together, those close to him believe he will struggle to ever forgive Meghan for the damage she has unleashed. A senior royal insider tells me, much has been made of the troubles between Kate and Meghan, William and Harry, but perhaps the biggest strains now exist between William and Meghan. First and foremost, William cannot countenance the way Meghan has treated his wife. He feels Kate tried at the beginning, but it was never enough. Kate attempted to try and help Meghan understand the responsibilities of royal life, but her efforts were constantly misinterpreted. But to name Kate so publicly during the Oprah interview as the person who made her cry was beyond the pale. Meghan would have been acutely aware that Kate is powerless to fight back. Despite her growing confidence in public, Kate is a deeply sensitive woman who likes to stay behind the scenes as much as possible to support her family and the country. William thinks the way she has been treated is unfair. The truth is that William had doubts about the speed of Harry's relationship from the beginning. Another senior royal source explains, William soon began to wonder about some of Meghan's traits and motivations. He was worried that at times she seemed to be more concerned about her personal progression or profile over the wider goals and aims of the royal family. But he largely kept any reservations to himself, as he desperately wanted her to be happy and appreciated the huge adjustment of entering the royal family. Following Mexit, though, everything changed. He could no longer hide his true feelings because he felt she had publicly attempted to disrespect his family and the Queen. William is believed to have backed a decision, approved by the Queen, to ban Meghan from borrowing items in the royal collection, including tiaras and jewellery, once worn by his mother, Princess Diana. Wooten wonders if Meghan will accompany Harry to the unveiling of the Diana statue this summer. Wooten writes, there are genuine concerns that she could be booed at an event attended by members of the public given her current unpopularity in the UK as a result of the Oprah interview. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Are the producers of The Crown struggling to find someone to play Prince Andrew? The Crown rep denies Netflix hit struggling to cast Prince Andrew. The Hollywood Reporter shares the drama may be having difficulty finding an actor to play the unpopular royal for seasons 5 and 6, after the role appeared on casting website Spotlight. Season 5 is set to start shooting in June, and the show has so far lined up Imelda Staunton to take the throne from Olivia Colman as Queen Elizabeth, Jonathan Pryce to succeed Tobias Menzies as Prince Philip, Leslie Manville to take over from Helena Bonham Carter as Princess Margaret, and Elizabeth Debicki to replace Emma Corrin as Princess Diana. Dominic West is reportedly set to swap with Josh O'Connor as Prince Charles, although this is yet to be formally announced. As yet, no name has emerged for Andrew, played by Tom Byrne in Season 4, with reports appearing in the UK press that the casting team was struggling to find anyone to play the unpopular royal whose reputation plummeted after his friendship with convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein came to light, followed by a car crash interview he gave to the BBC in 2019. The role was also seen on casting website Spotlight advertised as a very good role for an actor in his mid-30s to early 40s. Although Prince Andrew was mostly a peripheral figure in Season 4 of The Crown, Season 5 will likely cover his failed marriage to Sarah Ferguson, which ended in divorce in 1996. However, a representative for The Crown has vehemently denied that there's any issue casting the prince. There was absolutely no struggle to cast any role for Season 5 of The Crown, and it is normal practice for productions to advertise in Spotlight, the rep told The Hollywood Reporter. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. It really helps us out. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.